Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYHA podcast dedicated to youth issues on TRS Radio. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nike.
Dedicated to youth issues and hookup skateboards.
And our other usual guy, Noel.
Hey, guys.
And special guest, Larry Ridgway. How you doing?
Good, man. Just looking at pictures of naked bitches on skateboards.
Yeah,
best
we're
place
big.
To see them.
That is true. Titty. Back in the day, that's like the only place I would see it, you know, like at the skate park. Some guy had a hookups board. I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Imagine if that's like your first ever exposure to the body of a woman.
It might be, to be honest.
It's like an anime girl on a skateboard.
For the audience, if you don't know what hookup skateboards are, they're like, it's a brand, and for the design of the skateboard, they'll put like a scantily clad anime woman on it. Sometimes,
yeah. Well, borderline hentai.
Yeah, borderline hentai.
Well, they used to put scantily clad women on them. Now they put clad women on them. Actual naked bitches. Well, I want to tell you guys real quick about this, is that this girl here, she's not passing the pink nip test. So, I mean, she's a total non-white. Got to be tossed into the discard, the refuse pile. I'm just kidding. I would totally lay down, shack up with this fucking fake broad. She's not even
purple
real.
Purple-haired anime fake bitch. Broad.
Yeah, she's not even real. She's still, dude, this bitch isn't even real and still wouldn't even want to hang out with me because she, like, thinks slavery's bad or something like that.
I want my bitches pro-slavery.
It made me an anime GF that loves slavery.
I want a fucking 3D GF that, like, wants to own a plantation house with, you know, a huge yard and a bunch of slaves.
Why would you want that?
Because everything has gone downhill since slavery has been abolished. Everything used to be pretty reasonable in this country. But alongside of slavery being abolished, we also had the rise of technology, which is another huge opiate
but
mass of white people.
That's what gave us the 2D women.
You could fucking make these broads with just a pen and paper.
Damn it, you're right.
What do you think cave paintings were? 2D women.
Yeah.
The aborigines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at the 2D women for 60,000 years.
It's actually very trad when you think about it.
Gonna
it's like,
fuck you
it's
in the
perennial.
Time, bitch.
It's a perennial tradition.
That's why they sleep on the streets and whatnot and huff gasoline, is because they want to get reintroduced to the 2D plane where they can fuck all of these fake women.
Damn it.
They ascend to the higher form and they drink methylated spirits.
Yeah.
Abbo's really living in the year 3008 and fucking 2D bitches in real life.
We're all 2000 and late, whatever that Black Eyed
right.
Peas song is.
That face when John Titor was really just an Abbo who and Abbos are just like so far ahead of us, we don't understand them, not because they're primitive, but because they're advanced.
Exactly.
Abbos were the engineers to like our Prometheus, like in our Prometheus story.
Instead of bringing us fire, they brought us gasoline.
No, I mean like the Alien movie. Like
Oh.
They're the, you know.
I've never seen that movie.
You have. I've never seen
any Aliens movie at all. Or Predators, for that matter.
Have you seen an Australian fella?
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen most of them.
Do like they translate it for you over there so you understand it?
Yeah, they just flip the screen.
No, they just have it upside down, right?
Yeah.
Well, so you guys know the deal. Like, so Prometheus took place before. Prometheus and Covenant were supposed to take place before the Ridley stories with Mother in Space, with like the actual black, you know, the ones that were made in the 70s. Those were the sequels to these prequels. I mean, even though they were made in the 70s.
Okay.
Well, Prometheus said that these engineers, these big white buff motherfuckers, it's like Buff Bagwell is a vampire. You know what I mean? Y'all know Buff Bagwell from WCW back in the day? Wrestling, nigga?
Nah, man, that's too old for me.
Give me a break, nigga! But, yeah, this was in, like, 90. So there were these big dudes in WCW World Championship Wrestling. But, so, there was the engineers, is what they were, right? They were genocided by David, who was a synthetic. I haven't watched it in a while. But, basically, they were these big-ass dudes who essentially created life as we know it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then life as we know it created these synthetics, which were like robot human people. And then they genocided, David genocided the engineers.
Hmm.
I don't know why
we're saying the Abos created the engineers.
I'm saying that the Abos are the engineers and that whites need to make a fucking robot to kill
the Abo.
Now, I'm not saying Larry... that we need to do that, but I'm saying that, like, because I'm not saying that we need to genocide Aborigines. I'm saying that eventually, if this were to play out like the Ridley Scott movie, we would make a robot, which we're doing the AI bit right now, like Elon Musk is the fucking Miles Dyson for Skynet and Terminator, and we're going to have a bunch of fucking crazy, insane, you know, metal exoskeleton, endoskeleton, whatever the fuck, just killing people left and right. That's where this is going.
See, Larry, I told you, like, when we have guests on our show, we want them to teach us something new. And you said, what can I teach you? I can't tell you about anything but serial killers. But there you go. You just told us about aliens and, I guess, Prometheus, to be specific.
Yeah, and I probably got it totally wrong, too.
That's okay.
So do we have comments, Nikkei?
Yeah, we got comments from the last episode.
Any good ones
from the last episode? Yeah, first comment from Yeet says, just yes. How do you come up with these titles? LMAO.
ADHD.
The title of our last episode being Infantile Suadi.
Oh, did I spell Saudi wrong?
Yeah, Suadi.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think he meant by how do you come up with these titles, Lil Mao? He's just calling you a retard, actually.
Hey, speaking of Lil Mao and aliens, have you seen those Lil Mao alien videos?
Swat.
Hey, Lil Mao.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, Infantile Suadi Sneeze Brigade 009. Hula Gulag says, I'm a philosophy major, and I'm holding down our side. I can definitely confirm that most of my peers in philosophy are very, very paused, though.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's really sad. A lot of kids in my philosophy department, I'm not a philosophy major, but they're just doing all that post-colonial type stuff.
There was this real genius guy in my university's philosophy department, like older than me and my friends, but... like, very tried Christian guy, and he was just smarter than everybody, and it was real nice to have a guy like that to dunk on everybody else.
Yeah, no. No, you do have those. You do have those fellas still, but I think the overwhelming...
Not everybody gets the privilege of being able to witness that guy, though.
Yeah, no.
Isn't it really... Oh, fuck, sorry.
What?
Go ahead. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask, like, yeah, all of these, I've never been in, like, a philosophy department or whatever the fuck, but isn't it really depressing to just have to sit in on all this stuff and listen to these fucking people say all this stupid shit and not be able to just be like, dog, are you fucking serious? Like,
yeah,
wouldn't it be awesome to just be able to live your fucking life by just doing what makes fucking sense, not having to rationalize all this retarded shit that you're saying right now?
Like, exactly.
You fucking crazy lunatic.
Dude, I really just don't have the patience or, like, the interest in listening to, like, somebody who doesn't accept a higher, like, spirituality or any value to, like, metaphysics. Talk about the ethics of something like... assisted suicide. Like, what do you have to really say on the matter when you deny all metaphysics?
Yeah, no.
What you have to say on the matter is just more like, do you like this thing or not?
Bro, as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care.
Man. Right, that's basically what their argument has to boil down to. It's like, because it doesn't affect me. And they'll like come up with 100,000 extra words to say that.
Hey, man, I'm totally different than everybody else you've ever met in your entire life. But, you know, have you ever heard the phrase, YOLO? You only live once, man.
Heck yeah, nigga. Got that tattooed on my chest.
Yeah, no regrets. NORAGRETZ. No regrets.
Ragrets. Yeah. That's right.
Ragrets. Sounds like hair rats. Like fucking...
hair the real philosophy rugrats.
It's the Arabic rugrats.
It's just like, dude, you know what? Y'all motherfuckers want a philosophy degree? Check this out. Here it is. The whole world boiled down very fast. White people are the fucking best. All the Have some manners. Close the door whenever you leave, and you know, piss with the fucking seat up. That's it. That's it.
Where
have
can
some
I get a
manners, dog? Like that's it. What more philosophy do you need?
Where can I get my degree in white supremacy?
David Duke University.
David. I got my PhD in white supremacy from David Duke U.
It's like, yeah, I got the secret. It's a secret university I got. Only us four are gonna know it. It's from David Duke.
Yo, I'm really hoping that David Duke does well in the NCAA tournament, man. Duke's got a great team.
Oh, don't they have like a new football player named David Duke? Some black fella?
No,
Duke bro. Basketball has an entire fresh crop of niggers that is going to take them to the promised land. Have you not heard, dog?
They're finally going to go all the way this year.
Who cares, dude?
Who gives a shit, dude? Fuck Duke University.
Guess what, guys? Did you know that at Duke, there's another pack of niggers that's 9 miles away at North Carolina University? And these two congresses of apes, they constantly, every year, they have a rivalry and they play a basketball game.
And white people lose their fucking shit.
All of these white people have these dress codes and stuff and jump up and down and chant all this stuff.
You better wear the right shade of blue or else a white person's going to beat your ass.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked up. And guess what?
You better have the right black person's name on your jersey.
And if my pack of niggers loses to your pack of niggers, then let me tell you something, buddy. I'm going to go home and go to bed just the same as I would have if my pack of niggers beat your pack of niggers. Nothing is different. Everything is the fucking same. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. We're going to do this again in like fucking 3 weeks when we play again, because this is a huge rivalry between packs of fucking blacks. And that's what America is now. It is the fucking Coliseum for African-American fucking jungle fights.
That's what the market says. That's what the market wants.
Anyway, we have one last comment here from good old Tam. He says, that feel when Anglo and Nikkei shit all over the music you listened to in high school. Well,
then don't be a faggot.
Black Flag is still for fags. And
hey.
What did we shit on that last week or 2 weeks ago?
That was like two. No, you shit on it.
Well,
shit on it every week. Black Flag.
I was trying to shitting on it. I was trying to give you cover there, but apparently you're still going to defend it again.
No, again, the first EP from Black Flag is amazing.
Blah blah blah.
Dude, Black Flag is really bad.
No, it sounds like ass, but the first Nervous Breakdown EP is pretty good.
I mean, I'm not entirely certain about that. But that's a hard disagree there.
Keith Morris.
You know what else was good, dude? The first Backstreet Boys album. That was fire.
Was it?
No.
No, I was more into 99 Degrees. What is that? What was that band called?
98 Degrees.
99 Degrees.
It's a play on the liquor, dude. 99 bananas, 99 coconuts, or whatever the fuck.
88 Degrees.
Yeah.
Gosh, those boy
I
bands.
I bet there's no. Isn't there that band or that artist 88 Rising?
I think it's a label of like just Asian rap.
Yeah, isn't that what Filthy Frank is with?
Yeah, he releases on that label, I think.
Yeah.
88 Rising.
They're down with the
mustache, right? They're into it. I'm sure. They're into fucking watching Jews hang out in showers and stuff. Fires.
Yeah.
Dude, did you guys hear that story the other day on the fucking they were talking about on the show?
What?
Tell us.
Dude, this fucking broad, this insane lying Jew bitch, said that she escaped the gas chamber and then was thrown naked over an electric fence into a moving train car. It's
damn.
Like, It's
dude, that was my favorite level in Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, are you sure she didn't just like watch an action movie and like fall asleep and just have weird dreams?
The Holocaust was just a weird dream.
Yeah, guys.
It's like that dream you have after watching like 4 hours of of like a compilation video of parkour.
Yeah, have you guys seen any? Are you guys familiar with Jean-Claude Van Damme movies?
Yeah.
All right, so basically, like every single. Do you guys know the movie Hard Target?
No.
All right, so in the movie Hard Target, Chance Boudreau, Jean-Claude Van Damme's character, they're offered like a piss ton of money if they can make it to like X spot without getting killed. It's like the most dangerous game, you know what I mean? Where they're like hunting humans because like it's the best.
Yeah. Game,
right? You know the story? But it's in like the urban sense, but there's like money at the end. Like Jews tell a story of like the Holocaust. Every single one, like Chance Boudreau, like running away from people. It's like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Where like the craziest shit is happening. They're like doing splits and like punching people in half.
See, the funny part is that like they survive and still become millionaires, just like the movie.
Yeah, dude, these are the richest people on the fucking planet, right? And the entire world operates under the rules that are set forth, like from post World War II, from an entirely made up story about how the richest group on Earth is oppressed.
No, they did reparations though, because we were mean to them 70 years ago.
Well, did you guys also see that?
Need money for them programs.
Well, did you see how they were asking for more money, Mr. Knoll? About how the Holocaust made them retarded?
I did not hear
it. So this bitch got that Holocaust retard, though.
Well, no, they were saying, this was in The Stormer, I was reading it the other day, that the Holocaust basically, like, fucked these people up biologically and, like, set them back. Never mind the fact that they constantly tout that they had the highest IQ on the planet.
Yeah, can we like, have, like, a chutzpah check here? It's like, actually, the Holocaust made me retarded as a kid because I believed that shit. If anybody deserves any reparations for the Holocaust making them retarded, it's all of us.
Well, it's like us. We were shown like gore photos, essentially, like in school of like starved Jews.
Right.
That's like psychological trauma.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need reparations for all the hours I lost in high school learning about that.
Yeah. You know how many CSGO matches I missed because of that shit?
None of them, because you played them all through the class.
Dude, did your high school have laptops? That's what the rich kids had. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we had, like, government giving out laptops.
Still? Yeah, laptops? Wow.
Well, it's because you live in, like, a country that does, like, weird shit like that, but I just brought my own laptop.
What?
You're allowed to do that? All the kids just brought in their own one, because the ones we were given were shit, but they're good enough to play Halo, so we just did that.
Oh yeah, dude! In computer lab, we used to play Halo, like the free version or something. That was the best. We used to play it against the computer lab teacher. He was like some Canadian guy, I think. But nice. My high school, we didn't have laptops. That's crazy. You weren't allowed to bring that. It was always a rich kid school, so you guys must be loaded with money.
Nah.
Yeah. How old were you guys when you got your first cell phone? How about that? I'm curious. I know Noel's younger, a bit younger, not too much younger than us. So I wonder, I think I was like 13.
Yeah, I can't remember. I was in year 5 or 6 when I got it.
Oh, wow. So you're like 12 or something? Or 11,
yeah, around that.
Or 10? I don't know. I don't know how you guys...
Yeah, well, all the time before then, I was going to like schools and like they were much closer.
Mm-hmm.
So mom's, oh yeah, here's like an old, like, I know, Motorola Razr, use this.
Ah, yeah, nigga.
In case you're lost.
All the Mexican kids had the Motorola Razr. All the cool Mexican kids. The ones that look like they're like 17, but they're 12. They had Motorola Razrs.
Yeah, we need to bring back the flip phone. That's like very good aesthetics.
Sometimes I miss
it. You're done with the call, you just like shut it.
Yeah, and you're done with it. And because the only games you have on a flip phone are just like these shit Castlevania ripoffs or whatever.
So dude, that's not fucking awesome. Play Castlevania on your phone back in the day.
Yeah, you probably can now. You could probably get like an emulator. I don't even know. I don't play games.
You could probably play like Super.
You could play Grand Theft Auto on your phone now. Did you know that? Right. You could play San Andreas on your phone.
Yeah. Niggas who playing San Andreas during class are braver than the troops.
Yeah, respect them. Respect the troops.
Thank you for your service.
Did you get the comments from the episode before, or should we just ignore those?
No, let's give them some love.
All right, let's give our fans some love.
So from the episode before that, Albino Avian says, At first, I thought you guys would talk about Best Germany. Then I read the rest of the description, and it's probably stupid Vidya.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about the DDR.
Yeah.
The Dance Dance Revolution. Better than any other revolution related to...
Compare the French Revolution to the Dance Dance Revolution. Which one's better?
It's like, one was super gay, and the other one was... A little bit gay if you were bad at it, but also very cool and not gay if you were good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of them caused like lots of issues that, you know, throughout all of the continent and sparked all the wars and stuff.
And the other one's just from autism.
Fun time at the arcade. Yeah, the other one just gives you autism.
Hey, Larry, did you ever play Dance Dance Revolution?
DDR?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. No, dude. Never played it in my life, ever. Not one time.
Oh, you should.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't think I'd be very good at it. Tell you what, I did play though. Played a piss ton of Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah.
No, that was too gay for me. Because I was busy listening to Black Flag and shit.
Well, yeah, I was Black Flag and shit. No, I also played fucking what else did I play, man? I played a lot of Madden and stuff. You know, back in the day, because I did used to watch a lot of Groid Ball and whatnot. And,
do they have Madden games in the Aussie land? Do you guys get this?
They're not as big. Most people just play FIFA if they're playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right. I don't know if they actually sold them over there. I guess that'd
be hilarious.
Yeah, they sold them, but they weren't like a big thing.
Imagine like all these Australian guys giving a fuck who the Miami Dolphins are.
Dude, it's so nice that Australians aren't like worshiping American niggers, like.
Do you know any of your friends?
In other ways.
Do you know any of your friends who play Madden?
No, I don't know anyone that played it.
They said you'd pee on them.
Okay. Wow.
Bunch of poofters. Well,
yeah, poofters. Yo, I was listening. It's really funny. That's actually awesome that there's an Aussie here, because every day that when I go to sleep, I like to listen to true crime shit. And there's an Aussie, there's an Australia true crime channel that plays live on YouTube 24/7. And every fucking day they have this story on about John Bunting. Are you familiar with that story?
I probably am. The name's ringing a bell.
He was, he's supposed to, him and Robert Wagner and Jamie Varkatsis or some, he had a really weird last name, started with a V and it was like Katsis or some bullshit like that. But they killed like 11 or 12 people. The bodies in the barrel, Snowtown murders.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Oh, fuck. Well, someone was saying about like, someone said poofter and fucking... In the documentary, it's funny because what John Bunting did was he killed faggots and pedophiles. Yeah. No, he was, well, here's the thing. So he was killing a bunch of people. I guess that Snowtown is a suburb of Adelaide or something of this. I think Adelaide is where, I think that's where it's a suburb of. I could be wrong. I've never been in Australia. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Who the fuck wants to go there?
I actually would really like to go there. Like a lot. But I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to see Chinese people, it's fun.
Well, it's not the Chinese people. I think it'd be cool to see some of the wildlife there, like the snakes and shit.
Abos.
Honestly,
and such.
I prefer seeing Canadian Chinese people, if you ask me.
What's the Australian Chinese accent?
Of all the Chinese people who don't belong there, you know, go look at the
Canadians.
Are
they slightly more polite Chinese up in Canada?
That's, I don't know. I think nothing can make them polite. Even Canada can't make them polite. You know, they'll still spit in front of you.
It's just the only reason I say that's because it's probably cheaper to go to Canada.
All right, guys, question for you here real quick. All right, tell me about white supremacy if... You can't make the most effeminate men on the planet become subordinate to your will. Tell me about white supremacy. Asians are the most fucking, like, bitch-made people on the fucking planet. Like, and if you can't make these motherfuckers be polite, then that speaks volumes. Like, I mean, I don't hear shit from Asians in America. Those niggas know to shut the fuck up. And they should know to shut... What are the average Asian is, what, like fucking 5'6 or 5'7? Like, get your fucking face wrecked, faggot. You know? Quiet.
True.
I don't know. I'm just... Asians of all people shouldn't be a problem. It's like, come on, guy. Like,
but
these scumbags, like, they buy up a bunch of property and shit, but get, like, in public, acting like fucking jackasses. Give me a fucking break, dude.
Nah, Angla did ask a good question, though. What does the Chinese Australian accent sound like?
It's just like, I don't know, they'll be just like some of them that have been here for like a few generations. They've just developed an Australian accent.
Oh, that's weird.
But the ones that are like, I don't know, they won't have a mix between Chinese and Australian. They'll just be speaking Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Like they don't get an accent at all.
Well, we have this thing over here in the U.S. I think that they talked about on the Daily Show, where sometimes like the Asians, they speak like an overly Americanized American accent. Or I guess it's like the California accent. It's like they go overboard with it.
A lot of them, like from like, you know, specifically Malaysia, when they learn English, they learn with an American accent.
Oh, okay.
That's so weird, man. Imagine like all these people sounding like Americans and they're just like from Malaysia.
Well, that's the best part of America. That's what makes us so strong.
Are the goofs that can speak English?
We have such influence over the globe that we can have our gooks.
Yeah, fuck the queen's English. Can you speak the president's English?
These aren't just everyday gooks. These are future Americans. And you need to refer to them.
These are already Americans. As far as our immigration is concerned, they're Americans.
Everyone is implicitly an American.
I want to drive my car off of the Grand Canyon.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. So, in Australia, what are you guys' views on anime tits?
Oh, we've got a decent population of the weebs here. They're into the anime titties. And... I'd say they're pretty popular. Most people enjoy a good anime tit.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a sign of a healthy society.
An anime tit fetish.
I would
it's
actually
not a fetish. It's an artistic appreciation.
Appreciating the forms.
Exactly, it's a platonic form.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's platonic forms of the titty.
Dude, if you don't think Plato would have been watching anime, you're wrong.
He'd also be listening to this show.
Hell yeah, he would.
Yeah, he's Greek brother Inike on this podcast.
That'd be me, nigga.
If Plato was around today, he'd be shitposting on forums.
He probably would. He'd be
say that enjoying, you know, nude anime women would be the cornerstone of a dying civilization.
But you'd be wrong.
Oh, would I? It's doing wonders for the birth rate, I'm sure. In Japan.
Well, if that's dying, I don't want to live.
That's why
if you're dying, I want to die too.
We're all suicidal because that's what dying is. Dying means liking anime tits.
Well, you know what? I guess that living also would be suicidal, kind of, because I mean, the end of living is dying. So just kind of.
Are you telling me in the end it's always gonna come up anime tits?
Well, really, no matter
in
what.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, in the end, people are just playing the long game suicide. You're just like long game Chester Bennington.
I don't think that's true, man.
I mean, nigga, you go and die too.
Right, but like, I don't think that counts as suicide, bro.
Nikkei, you've been lifting weights and doing steroids for the last 15 years.
I know.
By a nigga who looks like, you know, Null's avatar.
Damn. I'm gonna get killed by Earl Sweatshirt.
Parrot.
No, he got a parrot now. He doesn't have a sweatshirt anymore.
No, he used to have a profile picture of Earl Sweatshirt with a gun.
That big lipped coon.
Yeah, African poet.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, dude. What Asheroth eating applesauce? That the earth to poke Catholics in the ass of saws. Yeah, I know all about Earl Sweatshirt, dude.
Yeah.
Truly the modern warrior poets.
Fun fact is Larry was in Odd Future.
No, I wasn't.
Larry was the white guy from Odd Future.
I'm the ice cream cone.
Mix it up with scat, then eat it like black bitches and catfish.
Yeah, bitches mixed up like, what the hell did that black piece of shit say? He's, black and white black and white bitch mix, like she moo and chew grass. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Black. It is comical with some of the stuff these idiots say.
It is. So we got Gorgeous George says, Gibbs BTC address so I can send you drachmas.
I did. I sent her Bitcoin.
Did you guys get that joke? Gorgeous George?
Yeah.
Is Gorgeous George, isn't he like a YouTube guy?
No, he's in the movie Snatch. He's the big bald-headed fuck that gets erect, and they have to put Mickey the Piker, the fucking Pikey, in the fight then, and he just wrecks these fucking people and really throws it off, and Bricktop gets all upset with Jason Statham's character.
I know nothing about Hollywood.
Bro, the movie Snatch, it was a good movie. I saw it ages ago. I actually have it. But
Are you a cinemaphile?
No, before I got woke to like Jews, I always knew that blacks were retarded. But I knew that something was up with Jews, and then I actually got woke to Jews like by listening to and reading the subtitles on Hitler's speeches and shit. And then I found the Bash the Nation and Daily Show, and went off from there.
Did our show have any role to play in that?
What's that noise? Someone jerking off their mic?
There was some dust on it.
I was like, what the fuck was that? Okay, go ahead.
He's like stomping on his microphone on the floor. He's like, yo!
Can you hear me?
Curb stomping my microphone.
Curb stomp.
Got a stump of a microphone because it's black.
But yeah. No,
he's got the blue snowball.
I saw a bunch of fucking movies. Do you really have a blue snowball?
I do.
Oh, my God. Dude, those are fucking terrible.
Bro, it's the only one we got with our donation money.
That's why you sounded so horrible the other week on the show.
Yeah.
I actually want to say really quick, you sounded so poorly on the show that when we altered the audio to make you sound good, it fucked the audio up for the entire episode. If you go back and listen to the catalog of all the shows, the episode, this last one that you were on, we altered that. It just sounds like we're all in a wind tunnel recording from a tin can.
God damn, man.
When you would talk, it would be like, yeah, I'm just out here hanging out.
Yeah, that's how you get good content. You stand like 6 feet away from your mic and yell. Yeah.
Well, no, and he was like, I have the microphone like in my mouth, man.
All right. Some other comments. Lara.
You can't take the microphone bans, huh?
Lara. I mean, what can I do, man? This is what I could get from our listeners' donations. So
I feel like we're stretching out your comment section.
If yes, yes, we have very long
genius stuff. Ooh, out here flexing on there. I'm lifting weights right now.
Like we're just gonna finish the show when we read the last comment.
We're like on 38 minutes. We usually take 10 minutes to do this. So
yeah, Lara says, did Elliot Smith record a song called something like Last Gasp, October 2003?
I don't know.
Should be there.
That's probably a joke in reference to his death. Hey, I don't think he killed himself. I think his wife who killed him or something. Because who stabs himself in the heart to kill himself?
He sang some like depressing ass music. So if anybody would do that, he would be the guy. And I think that like Junior Seau actually like shot himself in the chest, in the heart. So niggas go out there, dog.
Stab two times? I was talking to my friend about this. It's like, I don't know, it seems fishy.
Bro, Kurt Cobain, I guess, we're supposed to believe that he like did a boatload of heroin and then shot himself in the fucking face. And if you know anything about intravenous drug use, like you watch someone do heroin and they like shoot up and it's almost immediate. The effect of that.
Yeah, no, the first conspiracy theory I ever believed was that Kurt Cobain did not kill himself. It was actually Courtney Love. Dude, I totally believe that.
He was murdered by El Duce from
Courtney. I don't think Courtney Love did it.
No,
who would have been able to get
They thought it was El Duce from the Mentors, some punk band.
Dave Grohl.
You think Dave Grohl killed him?
Wait, was he in the band? Was he the drummer?
Yeah, he killed him, dog.
Okay, man, this is like a new. This is like the new red pill for me on Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, they were doing heroin together, and he
fucking shot him in the face.
Dog, I mean, that's just it's speculation, I guess. But yeah, I think he killed him, dog.
Bro. I mean, I got to reinvestigate.
Died, then what happened? After he died, then what happened? The fucking Foo Fighters? They are so shitty, dog. Who the fuck wants to listen to that shit? They're like audio slaves.
I got a confession to make.
And oh,
my Negro.
Watch him as he runs. And then it's like fast forward 15 minutes later, and the music video ends with Calvin Candy looking at Jamie Foxx saying, "Marsha and the dogs are going to send D'Artagnan to nigga heaven." And like fucking.
I can't.
Anyway, Tan yeah, also replies to this episode, says, "This was a great episode, lads."
This episode's just going to be comments reading.
Lastly, Honky Kong says, "Glad I found." Glad I found this show. Shout out to J.O. and the Europa Report.
Honky Kong, what a fucking, you know, what a class act, dude. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, hey, good name there.
Isn't his avatar just a white Donkey Kong, like he photoshopped?
No, it's like a white gorilla with a little smug face.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's like the Yeti eating bananas. I was watching this fucking So I like to watch, you know, I get on YouTube and shit sometimes, falling down holes and stuff. My nigga, like Louis Sackar style, that Jewish cocksucking piece of shit.
Oh,
but
shit.
Sometimes you're falling down rabbit holes and stuff, right? And I ended up watching Live PD, like Live Police Department.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that.
Dude, hilarious. So.
Oh, my God, no. It's the worst thing on television. Oh,
are you serious, dude? Some of the stuff you see in there is a fucking riot.
No, man. Live PD. Dude, I think I've ranted on Live PD before, but it's just disgusting, man. It's
No, you see the shittiest people on the planet, but it's great to just watch like some other shitty people fuck with them, cuz the cops are super gay, dog. Like,
let me put it to you this way. It's like I've never felt more personally dehumanized by a piece of media than Live PD.
No, that's the best part. That's the best part.
That's the worst part. It makes me want to kill myself.
That's the best part.
No, well, yeah,
listening to Elliot Smith. That's the best part.
Well, dude, Elliot Smith probably killed himself. If there's anybody, like, maybe his sadness was like an extra adrenaline boost to like stab himself again. But
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Have you guys seen the movie Kids?
I watched some of it.
I heard the.
I know they had a dink. Don't they have like a dank soundtrack? They have like Daniel Johnston and stuff.
Well, Elliot Smith did some of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And dude, that movie made me want to fucking die after I watched it.
Is that from Hermione Klein? What is his name?
I don't know. Rosario Dawson's in it. Some short haired white bitch.
Hermione Klein. What's the fucker's name? Kids.
Hermione. Emma Watson from Harry Potter. You know what? I can tell you guys some shit.
What?
What do you guys want to know about Harry Potter? Let's talk about that. I know everything.
I don't know.
What is there to talk about Harry Potter other than that it's gay?
Huh. Yeah, that's where you're wrong, big guy.
I always liked the Christmas time aesthetic in it. You know, whenever it's Christmas in Harry Potter, it always feels very comfy.
Why? Well, yeah.
they're like good like kids books and kids movies.
Yeah, you know, when I was little,
it's kid, the people like, that like are still really into it.
Yeah, well, here's my thing. I you know the stories that you guys have where you like kind of age alongside the characters?
Yeah.
So the books were released and they were like created at the same, like at the exact age that I was. So I've like watched all of these things as I was fucking growing up.
It was always a little bit older than me.
Read a bunch of shit like that and whatnot. And I took an entirely different view of it. Like I understand like the whole like faggy, like if you take it and view it from like Harry's point of view, dude, it's the gayest story in the fucking world. It's so fucking stupid. But if you view it as like a struggle for like if you're like on Team Voldemort the entire time, and you're like, bro, this is some insane strategy. Like, we're gonna kill this motherfucker. You know what I mean? And then you watch Fantastic Beast stuff, and you see the speeches and whatnot that Grindelwald gives in the movie. It's kind of like there are a lot of parallels to like what's going on here, because Harry Potter. And Harry, Hermione, and Ron are like the ambassadors for Globo Homo Wandplex. They want to bring faggotry and inclusivity into the wizarding world. Whereas Slytherin, the villains of the story, you know, the Malfoy family, Voldemort, Grindelwald. Well, Grindelwald went to the Russian magic school. But
wait, really? They actually have like a demonized Russian character in there?
Well, he's not demonized as a Russian character, but there's three magical schools. There's one that's like
I remember there was like that one like I what was it the fifth book?
Yeah, the Order of the Phoenix.
No, Goblet of Fire.
Well, yeah, because there are three schools that come there. There's
Romanian school.
Yeah, it's Durmstrang, or whatever the fuck. It's some stupid shit like that. And then
Wait a second. Now that I think about it, was that like a subtle jab at Romanian immigrants coming to Britain at the time?
It could be, because listen, they vilify that school all throughout the series, because the villain, the people who are most popular from that school is Gregorovitch, the wand man, who was the guy who had the Elder Wand before Grindelwald stole it from him, right?
Yeah.
And Grindelwald came from that school. You guys don't know, but like Grindelwald came from that fucking school. But if you just view basically what I'm saying is, if you view this story from the point of view of the so-called villains, you'll see a lot of parallels to the struggle that goes on today. Because Dumbledore was a fucking faggot, dude. I mean, this is all. And that's another thing. The retcons from fucking J.K. Rowling with the Harry Potter story, it's remarkable, dude. Because none of this stuff was out there whenever she put the books out there. I read the shit when it came out in like fucking 2001. You know what I'm saying? There was no mention of Dumbledore being a cock goblin homosexual. And this all came out in like 2018 when this LGBT shit is on the rise. Give me a fucking break, dude. This stuff is all a fucking retcon, because there's a storyline behind all this shit before all the faggot stuff came in. But essentially, if you go back, watch the movies, and then take it from like the villain's point of view, it's actually a good fucking series. And I don't even give a shit who thinks I'm gay for thinking that. They can go fuck themselves.
You know what? I'm all about the Canterbury Tales.
Chaucer.
Yeah, that shit good.
I'm still just thinking about the fact that maybe J.K. Rowling was just upset at Romanian immigrants into her country and then just demonized them in her book.
Well, no, dude, and think about this too, because so in the fourth book, The Goblet of Fire, Victor Krum is the one, he's the champion from that school that was able to participate in the Triwizard Tournament, right?
Yeah.
From Hogwarts, it's Cedric Diggory and Harry Potter. It's Fleur Delacour from the French, you know, all bitchy school, like all the like really good looking white women school. And then from the Romanian, like Russian, whatever the fuck school, it's Victor Krum. So there's four fucking people in this competition. And in the competition, the first person to go rogue, the only person to go rogue in the entire competition that tries to like fuck up anybody else is the dude from the Romanian school. It's fucking Victor Krum. He like fucks up Fleur Delacour from the, you know, good looking white women school. And he tries to fuck up Harry Potter, but Harry Potter and his like infinite homosexuality fucks him up. You know what I'm saying? Even though all this nigga was trying to do, he might have been trying to restore order. And he definitely was, because he was trying to stop the fucking homo, the ambassador for Globo Homo Wandplex, from winning the fucking Triwizard Cup, a very prestigious cup, and cheapening it with his fucking diverse faggot shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wait, maybe I'm wrong. I used this as like
I've only read like half of the first book, and I was like, nah.
All right, I just like spurred down on Harry Potter for like 10 minutes.
I'm not looking it up.
I want to talk about the first BRAP posting. It was in Canterbury Tales.
Do you want to just go ahead and do that?
I don't know.
Tell us about it.
So there's a story in the Canterbury Tales where I think the Miller, is it the Miller? Yeah, the Miller, he tells a story to impress his fellows about a some guy who's getting cucked by this handsome student. And this handsome student decides to fart in a guy's face. That's some good shit.
So it's just like Jew fart humor?
Yeah, really. That's really
nice.
So, yeah, that's basic. That's the basic summary.
Yeah, no. I think I'm totally wrong about it being Romania, by the way. I think it's in Germany or something.
Are there any like Polish characters in Harry Potter? Because I know there's
they drive the taxi.
No, because it takes place in Britain, and you know how Britain feels about those Polish immigrants, right?
Well, yeah, no, that's what he's saying. Like,
I don't want any Polacks in my country. I want more freaking Sikhs.
We need more Commonwealth immigrants in the country.
Well, that's like the one race you can actually get mad at in
she like
England.
She like writes it. Yeah, she writes a character in named like Shitslatsky, and everyone just hates him, makes fun of his name. It's like, look at Shitslatsky over there.
Hey,
he smells like doo doo.
You poo poo face.
A poo face.
Oh, I'm gonna throw him in the bin.
you gotta go into the bin, Shitslatsky.
Yeah, I know Pollock posting, man. I've done Pollock posting with a few Brits, but there are a few more problems than the Poles. I think they're like
There's no bigger issue to Britain than the Poles. That's why they voted for Brexit.
Yeah, we need more people who don't know how to use a fucking toilet.
Oh, dude, Mexicans don't know how to use toilets.
I go to the pub with Ngumbu, and we just shit on Poland all day.
Man, you guys got to talk about that story. Since we're talking about toilets, you guys got to talk about that story about the toilets, dog.
What toilet story? Toilet law?
Drop it on us, Larry.
Nah, dog, in Africa, they don't have any toilets, dog. I don't have the article in front of me, but in this one country in Africa, there's like 800 toilets in the entire country. And the fucking... And like 14
they counted
them. And like,
they counted them.
No, they did. They did count them. It's on the Stormont. Like, it's a
toilet census.
No, like the AP put toilets. This out. They were like, they were very upset about this. And there's the thing is, you have to pay for a lot of these toilets to use Jeez. Them.
They aren't and, free, man. They don't have state sponsored. No, you're
going to be really upset. I think it's like 14 or 15 of them in the entire country are free to use. And they said that the ones that are free to use and even the ones that are able to use to pay for, that feces is smeared all over the wall. And then they fear. Yes, indeed. Believe that, playa.
I'm just gonna shit on the wall instead of the toilet. Right
No. They wipe their ass with their hands and then wipe their hands on the wall, dog. these fucking African heathens. And then they fear the wet season because they don't empty their septic tanks and shit like the something. Their pit screens. So their pit latrines and whatnot overflow, and they said it's actually said that like 40% of the country's waste actually is within the African household. Hmm. A lot of shit and piss during the rainy seasons and the rain and whatnot will flow into their house.
Ah.
And their shit and piss goes into Lake Victoria, which is their fucking drinking water. So then they get cholera and whatnot.
And spread it to the neighboring countries too.
And then they'll fucking, it would kill them. But guess who's there to save them? NGOs from the motherfucking West is there to keep these people from dying. Because guess what? We need more of them. There's not enough of them in Africa. There's only 2.5 billion of them in the entire fucking country. And that number's expected to double in like the next 40 fucking years. And you have to ask yourselves this, guys. Why? For what? Like, what? Like, sorry to yell. I was away from the microphone. But what for? Like, why? Like, what do we need all these
blacks? I don't know.
I think the issue here is they just need more money for programs. And they need to come over here and bring their good food.
They need more money for toilets. Dog. They only got 14 free toilets in the whole country.
You know
That's
what?
Dog shit.
I think Borzoi, if he's listening to this, needs to update his graph that he likes so much and include number of toilets per capita.
Look at this graph.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you can measure you could call it a shatabolic collapse if there's just too many people per toilet.
Fuck
Yeah, what do they even eat in, like, African cuisine?
I think we just came up with a show title, though.
Shatterbolic Collapse.
Write it in the chat or something.
I'm going to tell you, I think the idea behind the African cuisine today is that the African cuisine today is the foreshadowing of the white man's cuisine tomorrow. This is the foreshadowing of the bug burgers.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah, because we're going to eat bugs.
It's like bug burgers and, like, I don't know, slop made from, like, pounded wheat and stuff.
Yeah, dude, maggot spaghetti.
Bro, it's good for the environment, though.
Yeah, tons of protein, dog. You into keto, Noel?
No, I've tried it, but it's...
Well, you better get used to keto, dog, because we're going to be eating maggots and fucking wax worms out my nigga.
Like, no carbs.
Keto to just eat bees.
Mouth full of bees. I saw this video today of this guy in India. He's just like rubbing his face in like the biggest hive of bees you've ever seen. And he's like he put two handfuls of live bees in his mouth.
Why? To eat?
Because he's from India.
But aren't Indians Aryans, dude?
Sometimes they make you get hungry.
Sometimes an Aryan need a mouthful of bees. I don't know, man. You know, Kalki Vishnu told them to do it.
Yeah, dude. Read the Bhagavad Gita. Rub your face in bee's nest, retard.
You know, yeah, Miguel Serrano
Arjuna is told by the gods to put bees in his mouth.
Miguel Serrano said stuff... like several fistfuls of bees into your shirt.
Yeah.
Activate your chakra.
Yeah, activate the bee chakra.
Yo, rub yourself in honey, my nigga, and punch that Africanized nest in the face and just stand there.
Punch a bee in the face. Assert your dominance as a species.
If you moment later.
Mediterranean sleazeball.
Half pig, half man.
Yeah, you centaur.
You homo, Socrates. Yeah.
You gyro eating shit sack.
See, true Anglos, we call heroes gyros. He does not understand that. He gets mad when I say that.
What, gyros?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're asserting our dominance as a species, the Anglo supremacy. I'm sorry.
There goes my hero.
Watch it as it goes into the garbage because it's a piece of shit food.
No, it's not, man.
It's just meat on bread. Amazing.
Eat some egg and fucking English muffins, dog.
Yeah.
Egg and English muffins, like, you know, just fuck my diet up.
Yeah, fuck my diet up. Yeah. Amp your diet up and get jacked, big guy. You know anything about the British Bulldog, WWF?
I don't know. How many Pakistanis did he let into his country?
Listen, big guy, I'm an Anglo and I bench fucking 550 pounds. Yeah, dude, I deadlift 4,000 pounds and leg press 3 tons. So don't even fuck around, dude. Like, Anglo supremacy all day. What do? You eat spaghetti and make bread products, which are garbage, with cheese in them. Who fucking likes cheese?
Fucking great.
People that like shitty fucking food like cheese, right? Get out of here.
You drench it in oil and shit.
Yeah, Philly cheesesteak. whatever. Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
Saying that like you ain't big fucking cheesy, dude.
Dude, I eat cheesesteaks like an absolute madman.
You're a cheese-eating surrender monkey.
That's where all the real big gains are, just eating entire blocks of cheese.
I just wish we could call black people cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Well, no, isn't it?
They can't eat cheese, right?
Dirty gains. Just eat whatever you want and lift weight.
Yeah, dirty bulking on hot dogs and blocks of cheese.
Entire blocks.
Yeah, like fucking Tom breaks into a room and is like, Nikkei, oh my god, you ate an entire wheel of cheese. I'm not even mad.
It's dirty bulk, bro!
That's amazing.
I haven't shit in 4 weeks.
Yeah. He's eating sticks of butter.
Hey, let's transition to some news from the TikTok world.
Kyler.
For our Zoomers out there. So there's a TikTok star. He does like a lot of skating videos and I think even fingerboarding videos, which are like tech deck.
This is the number one Kyler fan podcast.
So there's this guy, his name's Kyler. He makes these videos. And, you know, he has the Zoomer, I guess you would call it, like, aesthetic.
He's got pink hair, dog.
He's got pink hair. He's got, he rides a skateboard. He's got the glasses. He made a video. He did a live stream on TikTok. And he was telling his fans that abortion is murder.
That's right.
And now he's getting, like, the biggest amount of hate I've seen anyone get in a long time.
Face Jen Zyklon rises up again.
The thoughts are trying to bring him down. But you can go buy his bucket hat at happyboysclothing.com.
Oh, he has a clothing
thing? happyboysclothing.com. He's got a dank-ass bucket hat. It's black, and it says Happy Boys.
Yes, because we're happy that abortion is illegal.
Yeah, we don't love these hoes.
No, hoes bad, not hoes mad.
Exactly.
No, hurry up.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Women are fucking stupid retards.
Something happened? Is there a happening?
Yeah, I'm being told there was a shooting.
Oh, wow.
Where at, dog?
California.
What else is new, bro?
So it happened in Gilroy, California.
It's at Northern fucking California. Garlic Festival.
That's pretty
bad. Anti-vampire festival. Get it right.
You think these were vampires who shot up everybody?
At the Garlic Festival? I mean, let's be scientific here.
Is your scientific answer yes?
Let's be scientific here. It's definitely vampires.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Jokes aside, like, how messed up of a society are we where people just, like, get together and, like, yeah, we should just, like, shoot up a garlic
festival. Shoot up the garlic festival, bro. Like bro, totally, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, let's shoot the garlic festival up, dude. Weed El Mal. I guess we would shoot up a garlic festival, and the answer is, hell of vampires, bro, would shoot up a garlic festival.
But anyways, back to Kyler. There's a trending hashtag called Abort Kyler.
What?
Yeah.
They want their messaging is abort him.
Yes.
Yeah, right, if you don't let me kill my children, then
we'll kill you essentially. And I like his name because it's like the whitest name ever.
You know what? I'm gonna say something.
What?
I think people should fucking. The right should take up their form of argumentation. We need to do this. Like, when you're talking to people and this shit comes up, you just be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, you're a faggot.
I mean, there could be public demonstrations with, like, these for pro-abortion rallies and whatnot. Like, go there and be like, you guys are all going to hell. God hates you.
It's really insane because these girls are, like, 15 and they're, like, talking about, like, they're reeing at this guy. You know, and so, like, 15-year-old girls are basically... The implication is that 15-year-old girls are, like, getting abortions now all the time.
I'm sure they are, though. That's the thing. I'm not surprised by the... I mean, when I... Fuck, I'm you know, in my 30s. And when I... Fuck, when I was in school, I knew people that had abortions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me and too. I mean, but it's probably even more, like, now. It's probably like, oh, yeah. My mom got my first abortion. Woohoo! Hashtag lit.
It's just insane, dude. It's just you know what the thing is that's even more insane, guys, is like the people who get these abortions and you know take up these causes and whatnot, they're the people all the time that are like, you know, man, I have all the answers to society, bro. They're like these weed smoking like retards who are like, if everybody would just live and let live, man, because you know, that's just how everything's run. It's just like by a bunch of individuals, man. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but nothing is more fucking frustrating than, I don't know.
If you want to, like, commit infanticide, then what society, like, why should society stop you from doing that?
Yeah, no.
Like, that's oppression.
Well, and it's just, you can look at the activists for abortion and then look at the activists against abortion. Compare and contrast. The people who are against it are oftentimes much more well off and well.
We've got the literal Church of Satan out here, like, advocating for abortion rights.
That shit ain't even real. That's just a justification for whatever degenerate shit they want to do.
I know, it's just like super gay LARP, but like, let's take them at their fucking word. It's the Church of Satan, and they're supporting abortion. Like, what part of this don't you guys get? It's like, oh, LOL, we're just like worshiping Satan ironically, but low-key supporting killing babies. It's like, maybe it's not so ironic if
Anton LaVey!
LOL, we have, like, we're Christians, and we live by the rule of the Bible, right? But we're totally just letting this statue of Baphomet exist right beside It's like none of us have gone out there because we actually don't live by the rule of God. We live by the rule of like the judicial system of the United States of America.
Hey, that you know what? System
that governs all. Nobody cares about religion.
Like
Christianity. It would be totally within like the practices of Christianity to like not be into this shit. But they're totally fine with it because they accept it under the rules of the society they live in. They don't live under God's law. Every Christian in this country is.
No, they're like, my constitution says.
The constitution is God's law.
They're like God's law. Have you ever heard of the United States Constitution, bro?
Yeah.
It's like, look, dude, every
I was taught that Jesus came down and he gave us the constitution straight into the hands of George W. Washington Bush.
Every Christian in this country is just full of shit. To just allow this shit to just exist besides your stat. Give me a break, dog. Like, you don't live under God's law. You live under Uncle Sam's law. That is the God you worship because those are the laws you abide by. Because you wouldn't dare follow God's law if it fucking stepped out of bounds from what Uncle Sam said. And there's nothing you can fucking say. Change my mind. You're a fucking liar. And goddamn,
we have everything's people
fake
out
and
here.
Gay. Everything is fake and fucking gay. Sorry.
We have people out here who like these fucking so-called conservatives who'll be like, you know, the America was founded on what they'll say Judeo-Christian values, where it's more like Judeo-Masonic values. There's nothing Christian about it.
Judeo-Satanic values.
But you repeat yourself.
Yeah. It's redundant. You're right, dog.
Well, didn't you know, Nikkei, the purpose of Israel, the purpose of the United States was the creation of Israel.
That's literally it. That's what it says in the footnote on my Bible.
It's gonna bring back Jesus. Never mind the fact that in another verse in the Bible, it actually says that the Jews killed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm too fucking stupid, and I've actually never read the Bible, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, a lot of them actually haven't. You'd be surprised if Americans haven't read the Bible.
Be like, yeah, I read Revelations where it said the synagogue of Satan, and that's Iran.
Oh, wow. Is that an actual take?
I'm sure it is, man. I don't know if anyone's ever said that before I just did, but then pretty sure somebody has said that.
I think John Hagee, the kind of one of the OGs of Christian Zionism.
Hagee used to be like, synagogue of Satan is Iran.
No, he said the synagogue, I think he said the synagogue of Satan was like Nazi Germany.
Oh, wow.
The fake Jews created Nazi Germany.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Jews are the real Nazis. The fake Jews.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, if the Jews are the real Nazis, then are we the real Jews?
No.
Imran, praise God, we're not the real Jews.
Yeah.
Like, that faith when you want to become Catholic, but just, like, have a really hard time with everyone saying Judeo-Christian values, and it's just like, all right, you know what?
Dude, that term literally just was like came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, that's like
it looked like the Google Trends of Judeo-Christian. It's like the word didn't exist until like 100 years ago.
No, not even. Wasn't it like after World War II?
On Wikipedia it says that
big official use of it was like before World War II when we were trying to get into it.
So here's this, like one of the earliest known instances of this term was in 1821, but it was in reference to Jewish converts to Christianity, a Judeo-Christian, so someone who was Jewish and Christian.
Yeah, they gave him a special moniker because they didn't want to forget which ones were conversos.
Oh, so they've totally co-opted like the meaning of the word and changed the meaning of what it was to be a Judeo-Christian. Before it was kind of like, it was sort of like the yellow badge for the Jew.
Yeah.
These fucking people, dude, what in the fuck?
It also has this in German, Judenchristlich, which is from Nietzsche.
Every day is a new sunrise on just Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Oh my god, yeah, dude, 24/7 AC/DC blasting in my fucking ears, just listening to Jewish lies.
La, 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 la.
Hey, is your uncle in AC/DC?
You got me shaking at the knees. No, will you please?
Is there anyone? Is there anyone in your family that's in AC/DC? No.
Thunderstruck.
Thundercucked.
No, I was in AC/DC, but it's like, I know it's like the national like rock song. Like it'll, AC/DC will be on the radio all the time.
That's so sad.
Is it just AC/DC? Nothing else.
Oh, there's other stuff, but that's like...
They got Land Down...
Oh, I haven't met someone that doesn't like it, that doesn't like AC/DC.
Oh,
come from the Land Down Under.
Do people like John Denver?
I don't know.
Oh. John Denver's good.
Yeah.
Denver.
Take me home. Control.
He's from Roswell. He's an alien.
Wait, what?
He's from Roswell, New Mexico. That's where he was born.
He fucking lied?
No. So, guys, did you know about all of these crazy connections from the early, like, 60s, 70s rock folk singers to government installations?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Dave McGowan wrote a book called Strange Sounds from the Canyon or something like that. Got it on the Kindle upstairs. Talks about, Jim Morrison, for instance, was the vocalist.
I knew about that one.
Yeah, and then you had...
Red Pimley on Jim Morrison. What was he born next to?
His dad was a naval...
a rear admiral in the Navy. And he
behind Gulf of Tonkin or something.
Yes. Oh, wow.
He was the guy... So, isn't it funny that you had, like, one of the main people who got us into Vietnam, his son ended up being one of the voices of a generation speaking out against Vietnam. And then you had people from the group America. Like, a lot of these people from... I mean, even the Beach Boys and whatnot. I mean, the Beach Boys actually... A lot of those guys hung out with Charles Manson and shit like that. They actually recorded one of Manson's songs and just took it as one of their own. A number... Crosby, Stills, and Nash... two of the people in that group had connections to fucking military intelligence and whatnot.
Jeez,
so man. the entire hippie movement was, and then like you get into like this all came out of Laurel Canyon outside of Los Angeles, and then there were outgrowths of that into San Francisco and whatnot, and out of that came the Haight-Ashbury stuff with fucking the Grateful Dead and all of these other like retarded hippie groups.
Hey,
there.
He agrees with me, Nike. Grateful Dead is retarded.
Well, I love the Grateful Dead.
Oh, never mind. Fuck.
But it's all CIA shit. It's fake. It's not a real fucking... It's not organic at all. It's organic. It seemed organic, but the seeds were planted. It was sort of like Inception level. It was like Inception.
So you... hold on. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Are you telling me that like... CIA glow-in-the-dark niggers like went into a room and like composed this music?
And like Frank Zappa, for instance, he was one of the big figureheads of this movement and whatnot. He didn't take drugs at all, and he pushed all of the stuff out on everybody else, but he didn't do it himself. He hated the hippies and whatnot.
So like who
I absolutely think that. That's exactly what I think.
So
I think
there was direct coordination, it
was social engineering. I think it was the military.
But like there was like direct coordination between the CIA and these musicians.
At some level, yeah, I would say that.
Wow, okay. That's amazing.
Through the connections with like military intelligence more. Yeah, I would say that.
That's just wild to think that like they actually colluded like in clandestine operations.
Is it really crazy to think that like this crazy generation that we can look back to the 60s and say that was like a turning point? Is it crazy to say that wasn't guided by the hand of like the state? I mean, I don't think so. You could sell, you can commercialize rebellion at that point in time and sell that to the public to make them think they're fighting for something. Because at this point in time also is whenever people started letting go of religion. So they're not living for religion anymore. So now they're like, it's a revolutionary class. It's sort of like what E. Michael Jones says. Whenever Jews rejected Christ, they rejected Logos, so they became a revolutionary people after that.
So Nike is a Greek speaker. What do you think of the pronunciation Logos?
It's totally wrong.
It's Logos. Logos.
What is it, Nike?
Logos.
I'm never going to say that.
Yeah, that sounds too hard. Logos.
Yeah.
Logos. Okay, that's cool. I can get down with that. Logos, Logos, whatever.
It's the os that really does it for me whenever he says it.
Logos. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's just playing respect to Australia.
Yeah, Logos, Australia. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't think that's like too far out of the realm of possibility. You know what I'm saying?
And no, I totally think so, but I'm right here. Like Timothy Leary,
one of the big advocates for LSD and whatnot, like he is like confirmed CIA agent. So like a lot of these people are like confirmed like government involvement and whatnot.
I got three tapes right here next to me. I got Strange Days, I got The Soft Parade, and I got the debut for The Doors.
Bro, I was a huge Doors fan.
I love the music, man. It's so good. I've never done drugs before, but you know, I like the music.
It was used as a weapon in a social engineering scheme to turn the American public into a bunch of fucking scummy retards.
Well, it didn't work on me.
Well, that's Naxalt, dog, because it worked on like fucking lots of people. There are still faggots today who think that, like, I mean, you guys know people, right? Who wear those like fucking retard rug jackets.
The weed jacket, the weed sweater.
Yeah, they wear these weed sweaters and shit, and they all like dress the same, and they're all saying like, you know, yeah, we're like individualistic and we have all the answers, bro. But the thing is, they're all individualistic.
That's why we all act the same way.
Heidegger would have a lot to say about this shit. And this was a boomer ideology. It was sold to the boomers, and the boomers think that way, that like they're all individual fucking snowflakes. These people are all the products of fucking CIA social engineering plots to fuck up the American populace, because those of us who aren't like that are what we probably should be more like. But then you have this detritus for the populace in America, like wearing these weed rug jackets, and like wearing Pink Floyd shit and talking about like the fucking 60s and 70s, like it was some awesome time period in history. But in all reality, it was the turning point in history where we went from being like a functional fucking society where white people could enjoy like being alive to where we are now, to where I wake up morning. Jump out of my fucking second story window because everything is dog shit and there's no fucking future for us whatsoever, and there's never going to be if we keep fucking playing games and living within the confines of the system. And what makes me really sad is that that's what we're going to keep doing, dog. We're going to keep doing that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just lift weights and take steroids. And
lift weights, take steroids, and be sad.
Yeah, dog.
That's the fit pill.
Fit. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I still like the music, man. I'm not planning on doing drugs.
So crazy. I came in here and told you that the 60s were a CIA operation. I said that something else was a total fucking lie. Serial killers were another. That was another CIA operation. It was another military intelligence operation. Operation Phoenix, taken out on the American public, dog.
Yeah, and you know,
cohesion.
Sending these niggas out here to like destroy entire villages of Vietnamese people.
And now they just took it to the domestic side, and that's why there was such a massive influx of all of these people who from like the same area in California. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I believe it, man.
But I never getting all
Yeah, I don't know. I'll put the fuck up, dog. I've been rambling. I'm drunk. Nah,
that, I think that's a good point to end it on.
Oh, are you getting tired, Nike?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
On the 60s is all fake and gay.
Yeah, I agree.
Nike, I was asking you, dog, if you wanted to come get shit housed on a live stream tonight with us.
Nope, I'm going to go to bed.
All right, good call. Thank you.
But I appreciate the invite.
All right. You guys should come on Love Street sometime if you guys want to.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I'm down with that.
We don't do anything over there.
I'm down with the clown.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding. Oh, you're a juggalo too?
Yeah, this is the number one Juggalo fan club podcast.
I'm not actually a Juggalo. That's a lie.
No, I don't do enough meth for that shit.
We are all Ku Klux clowns here.
Ku Klux clown.
You can fit mad burgers on this bitch.
I am drinking Faygo, though. I've actually never seen Faygo in the store. Is that like a local Michigan thing or whatever?
Yeah, it's only in Michigan. It's like a
no,
Michigan.
No, it's not. Nigga, we have some here too.
That's just, well, I don't.
Juggalo is such, why America is the devil is one 99 example.
99 cents for like a 20-ounce bottle of it.
I think Juggalos are one, you know, thing that we could use to prove that America is the great Satan.
Well, they're a race apart. They at least have a community. That's more than whites can say.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to survive the race war fast, like longer?
Juggalos?
Juggalos or preppers?
Juggalos. Duh.
Juggalos are just going to be like the horde of people that steal all the preppers' shit.
Bro, they have tattoos of people with axes.
Yeah, the Juggalos have also got, instead of like tins of beans, they just have their entire basement filled with Faygo.
Exactly.
They survive on that.
So guys, we've stumbled onto something here, is that Juggalos have more of a community than whites do for themselves. So basically, whites need to become the real Juggalos so that we can fight the Jews as Juggalos.
Become who you are.
We are Juggalos.
A Juggalo soldier.
It's time to get down with clowns.
Yeah. Fuck that! You'll be jacking me quick. I'll order you a drink and stir it with my dick.
Nice lyricism. The great.
Do you want to take us out?
Yeah, my name is Anglo, and with me I have the clown face Nike and Larry.
Clown and... face killer.
And Noel. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Cheers.